This is Real Radio.
Joanne Lees has confessed she did have another lover while in Australia with Peter Falconio. Let's take you live to Darwin and reporter Tim Stackpool, who's covering the case for Real News. Good afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon, Alan.
Now, what did Joanne Lees actually say about this fling?
Alan, she kept her answers short today, but the defence asked her point blank whether she had a sexual relationship with Nick while she was travelling with Peter Falconio, and she took a little while before answering, eventually saying yes, but she added that she didn't consider it an affair or relationship.
And she contacted this Nick after Peter Falconio's apparent murder, didn't she?
That's right. After the incident, she was taken back to Alice Springs by the police, and during that time, she admitted she corresponded with Nick via email and suggested that they catch up in Berlin at some time later.
Why are the lawyers raking all this up?
Well, that's exactly what the prosecution was wondering too, but because Joanne is the Crown's star witness, it's important to the defence, I guess, to challenge her credibility. It's been painted that the relationship between her and Peter was rosy, so the defence is using this alleged affair to discredit that. The same goes for the questioning over her smoking of marijuana and trying ecstasy in Sydney.
And Tim, I understand Joanne Lees has, in fact, now left Australia.
She has left Australia. She boarded a flight to Singapore about 3:30 p.m. our time. If this case does go to trial, probably next year, it won't be until then that we'll see Joanne back in Australia.
OK, Tim Stackpool, thanks for updating us.
My pleasure, Alan. Real Radio.